From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Fun Delivered is the name of a company in Florida that basically sells adult surprise eggs. It's undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail, some of them up to a year ago, maybe even longer. And they ended up here in this studio. And boy, when I say that we got a new box of Fun Delivered, I am not kidding. It's the biggest one we've ever gotten. And the reason why, I can't go into too many details, but Katie came up with this phrase, Fun Delivered is about to come to you. As soon as we are given the green light to tell you all about it, we can't wait to tell you all about it. But in the meantime, we're just going to play Fun Delivered right here.
Okay.
All right. So this big box filled with 50, 60 items. Kevin, you want to go first?
I'm down.
All right. There you go. Now, the box is like a third bigger, too. It was real heavy. It barely fit in my car. Barely fit in my car.
I really wanted first dibs.
Oh, well,
I can.
No.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, Kevin stopped like a little meerkat when you said that and popped up.
Inconsiderate. Okay, I'm down to.
He's holding three packages.
Kevin.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
All right.
This one is a square, but it's a twofer.
Oh.
It feels like there's two packages.
Is it
there.
A twofer as in they are long and skinny? Oh,
yeah.
Long, skinny boxes. That could be Do it again.
I think I rattled it too hard.
Do it. Oh, Kevin might have broken his already.
I'm pissed.
You know what? I'm good.
You're going to go. You're not going fabric.
I'm going with this.
Whoa.
Was that the other one I picked?
I think it was, Kevin.
It almost looks exactly like his.
Is it a two for two?
No.
Oh.
So Katie picked up a package.
It's some sort of box. It's a square box.
Yeah.
Oh, mine's
not. But mine does not. mine does not rattle.
Shake yours for Katie.
It sounds broken, right?
I don't know that it sounds broken. Maybe it's.
That is definitely broken.
Maybe it's a bunch of marbles.
Marbles sound different.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Man.
Gavin.
I want to repick. Oh, you went fabric?
I almost got that one.
It's humongous.
I hope it's a blanket.
This is
the biggest thing. Now, it wasn't the size of this one that made me pick it. I've never seen this sticker. Again, we're playing Fun Delivered. These are all packages that are sent back in the U.S. mail. I've never seen this sticker before. Please inform sender. And there's four options. One, of your complete and correct address. Two, mail should include your apartment number. Three, new street address as required by 911 emergency services.
Oh, God.
None of those are checked, but this one is. Mail should be addressed to your post office box. So does that mean that this had to be signed for?
I don't think so.
So what do we think that means if you had to have something not sent to your residency but to the post office?
That maybe you don't receive your mail at your house?
I don't know. It's really big, though. What I have is really big.
And it's squishy.
The size of a throw pillow looks like a throw pillow.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, there's an air bubble inside.
Oh,
so
interesting.
It could be small, could be the size of this thing. We'll find out next on Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.